Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Today, I want to lead you into an encounter. This podcast will probably be shorter than my normal ones, but I feel so strongly that the Lord wants to show you how He sees you. He wants you to look at yourself in a new light, with His eyes, with His perspective. So let's just start by taking some slow, deep breaths. Inhaling and exhaling at a rhythm that feels comfortable to you. Just become aware of your breath. Center into the presence of God and His love for you. With each inhale, feel the presence of God coming in through every pore, every cell. With each exhale, letting all of the stress go, letting the busyness of life fall away. With each inhale, remembering His love for you. With every exhale, releasing your love back to Him. And I want you to imagine Jesus taking you gently by the hand. And He's walking with you now into a grassy field. And you're just enjoying the beauty of nature, feeling the soft, very soft, plush grass beneath your bare feet. And He leads you to this beautiful big apple tree, huge apple tree. And you sit there together. There's a blanket, really soft and beautiful little blanket folded up for you guys to sit on as you lean against this tree together. And there's a sense of excitement. You could feel excitement in Jesus's, you could feel it radiating from Him. He's so excited because He has a gift for you. And He reaches into His pocket and He pulls out this box. It's kind of big. Maybe the size of, you know, what you would imagine a plate would be wrapped in. A dinner plate. Take it from Him. He's handing it to you, and unwrap it. And now I want you to open the box and see that Jesus has given you a mirror. A mirror. What an interesting gift. And you look at Him. Jesus, You gave me a mirror. Maybe there's a hesitancy that you don't want to look into the mirror because It seems self-indulgent. You know what's going to be reflected back to you. It's you. Maybe you turn the mirror over and you're just looking at it and notice what it looks like. Is it ornate? Is it plain? What's the reason for the mirror? But Jesus just smiles at you and says, look in the mirror. But Lord, that feels maybe awkward. I don't want to stare at myself in the mirror. No, do it. Do it, he says. Just look at yourself in the mirror. What do you see? And I want you to take a moment and imagine that. And right now in the quiet of your heart, I want you to tell him what you see. There's no right or wrong answer. Whether you're seeing yourself in your reflection, you know, what does your face look like, your hair? You can respond however you want, but take a moment right now and tell him what you see. And now, I want you to listen to what Jesus is telling you that he sees. When he looks at us, he doesn't just look at our outward appearance. He doesn't just say, you've got great eyes, or a beautiful smile. Your outfit is really pretty today. Maybe he says those things, but he also will say something more deep and more profound and more meaningful than what is seen on the natural. When we go about our day, when we are interacting with people, much of the time, we're aware of how we're coming across, or maybe we're aware of how we look. You know, do I have anything on my face? Do I have crumbs on my face from when I ate? Is my hair sticking up from the wind? Did I spill food on my shirt? You know, we're aware of how we look in the natural. If our throat is scratchy, we may say, oh, excuse my voice, you know, I'm fighting a cold. We're aware of ourselves on a very superficial level in front of others, but when he looks at us, he sees more than what a man sees. Peers into our soul. He gazes at us with eyes that see us in ways that no one else does. And this is what he says in Song of Songs, chapter 1, starting in verse 9 in the Passion Translation. He says to you, my dearest one, let me tell you how I see you. You are so thrilling to me. And then he goes on and says, we will enhance your beauty, encircling you with our golden reins of love. You will be marked with our redeeming grace. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are the ones who enhance our beauty. They do more for our inner life than, you know, Botox or facelifts or any of those things. They enhance our beauty and mark us with redeeming grace, making us beautiful and radiant on the inside. He says in verse 15, "Look at you, my dearest darling. You are so lovely. You are beauty itself to me." Others may have turned you away. Others may have made you feel less than, not as significant as, not as smart as, not as desirable. Maybe you feel shame. Maybe you feel ugly. Maybe people have called you names or made fun of you, rejected you. But the one who is wisdom, who is all wise, who knows everything, who sees truth and doesn't see a lie. Jesus is not a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie, and yet he looks at you and says, "Yeah, well, I don't know what they see, because you're lovely. You are beauty itself to me." And then he says, "Your passionate eyes are like gentle doves." Our passion is awakened when we set our attention on him. And when we see by the Spirit, revelation is released. Dove in this, in the Bible, is talking about Holy Spirit. When we look by the eyes of our spirit at him, at ourselves, we see more than what anyone sees in the natural. Passion for him is awakened. And this passion for him, this love for him, makes you beautiful. You don't do everything right. You don't say everything right. Maybe you don't even spend time with him in a way that you think is always right, but yet he loves you and he wants you to know that he calls you radiant and beautiful and thrilling. And this is your identity. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. You are a vessel. You. Put your hand on your chest. You. You are filled with the Spirit of God. And he is inviting you to look in that mirror and agree with him and say, "You really are beautiful." Don't say "but" anything. Don't say, "Well, except for this." Get to know yourself the way that he knows you. See yourself the way that he sees you. Remember who is in you. He has adorned you. He has. He has clothed you in glory. And when you remember that you are living in perfect union with him, when you remember that you are filled with the Spirit of God himself, and you look in that mirror and you say, "You know what? It's time that I walk in my identity. It's time to be courageous. It's time to be compassionate. It's time to be a carrier of peace, a releaser of compassion and love and acceptance to people. It's time to walk in the conviction that I am who he says he am. He says I am. It's time to stand as a royal one, aware of God in me. so that I can then release him to the world. So that my relationship with him, the way that I speak about him, the way that I talk to people, it begins to draw others to him. The beauty inside of you becomes so fragrant that people are drawn to the fragrance of Christ inside of you because you release it everywhere you go when you truly believe who you are because of him. And I encourage you today, let the old identity, let your past go, let the way that your past or others have defined you, just let it go. You are a child of the living God, filled with the glory of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. This is who you are. And you can live aware of this one inside of you so that he becomes this filter for your life. And you see things differently and you behave differently. Not out of obligation, but because you actually believe that you are a carrier of God and that you are beautiful. I hope you'll stay here now. Continue spending time with him in this quiet place and allow him to encourage your heart that you are his beloved. As it says in Song of Songs, I am my beloved, and he is mine. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.